the executive director for the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. Dr. Bader, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Thanks for being with us. Tell us what you do at the Capital Area Literacy Coalition.
Well, our acronym is kind of as CALC, the Reading People, and we provide reading programs free for adults and for children.
And
we have GED programs, we have English as a Second Language programs, we have programs for children who are not doing well in reading in school.
All right. Tell us about the... you need funding, obviously, to operate, and you are going to get $10,000 over the next 3 years to expand your Growing Readers program. Tell us about this program and this grant that you received.
Right. Well, we're really excited, and it's actually $10,000 a year for 3 years, and that's going to give us quite a boost in expanding our Growing Readers program. This program is for children birth to five. You probably know that we have, unfortunately, large numbers of children entering school, entering kindergarten, who haven't been read to. And they haven't had much play with language and talking with them, expanding their vocabulary, their concepts, their joy in books. They enter kindergarten already failed, in a sense. They're way, way, way behind other children whose parents have read to them and stimulated them in language and concepts. So this program, we have had it for a while. We really haven't had adequate funding to expand it to the numbers that need it. The way it's set up is that, in part, we have pocket folders, and in the pocket folder there will be a very popular book for young children, such as Good Night Moon, and then along with it will be ways to expand the story, to talk about it, to play with it, for children to think of maybe other things to say goodnight to besides the moon, instructions on how to build a paper bag puppet, for example. So really lots and lots of fun and stimulation. The parents will come in usually in small groups, and we'll select a folder with a book that they might find interesting. And so we'll read the book, have some fun showing how to expand it, and then the parents can take the packet home for a week or two. When children get onto a book, you know, they want the same story every night. So there'll be lots of repetition so that those phrases and the vocabulary will just become part of their bones.
Dr. Bader, I have 8 and 10-year-old boys, and my wife made me read all those What to Do When You're Expecting books, and all of them seem to elaborate that you had to read to your kids. I remember recording music for my wife to put on her belly. I remember her reading to the babies while they weren't even born yet, and then we just were constantly reading. Why aren't we better at that?
I don't know. I think for the most part it is generational poverty, because we have people coming in who themselves haven't had that kind of experience. And there's been many, many studies where we found, especially with people with low income, there's no printed matter in the house at all. And so they simply don't have books. They haven't been read to. They don't understand the fun of it or the importance. And so we, there's been some wonderful research, and actually ABC television had a video that, very, very profound, showing the brain development of young children and how it needs to be stimulated. So the parents that we see, many of them are for the first time getting reading help for themselves. So in part of this program, we're helping them and then helping them help their children. As they begin to become literate themselves, too, they have a greater understanding of what their children need.
It's never too late to start. It's never too early to start.
And exactly. I have 3 boys. The biggest joy in my life was reading with them and having fun with books. And I remember I would hold hands with two of them, and we would march along across the living rooms, you know, singing from Alice in Wonderland, "Will you walk a little faster," said the whiting to the snail. "There's a porpoise close behind us, and he's treading on my tail." So, you know, it's too bad that parents miss out on the fun and the joy of that. It has a tremendous effect on children. I would hear the boys swinging from a tree limb in the backyard saying, "Sail away for a year and a day." And, of course, that's from the Owl and the Pussycat. Mm-hmm. So it's a joy and it's fun. And unfortunately, with generational poverty, we have large numbers of people, unfortunately, who haven't had those experiences, who don't have books.
Dr. Bader, we've taken part as a radio station in some programs where you read to kids, and it's interesting. Once you read to them, once they start reading, the more they want to read and the more they get interested in it. And I can remember some kids telling us, "I can't find anything I like." And I actually think they didn't read well, and so they didn't enjoy it, and they didn't go after it. And to see them grow and bring their own books and start diving into it, it's fun to watch.
Well, exactly. And another one of the programs that we have at Calc is the Children's Book Drop. And if you've been in Schuler's or some of the places in town, you'll see a container for books. And we collect and organize and distribute about 35,000 free books a year. We're very careful to give out the books that look like new. And we let the children in our programs take home all the books they want and keep them. So it makes a huge difference.
We've been talking go ahead, Dr. Bader, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, the commercially, you know, people are selling phonics programs left and right, and I'm not saying that we don't need phonics, we do, but what's much, much more important is to put lots of books in the hands of the children.
Dr. Lois Bader is the Executive Director for the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. Dr. Bader, we're going to stay in touch with you. We want to help in any way we can spread the word. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate talking with you and appreciate your offer of help.